Tech Talk with Jeff Quattromani.
Hello, Jeff Quattromani. How are you? I'm so sorry, mate. I got to you a little late today, but anyway, never mind. We'll rush through our stuff. You've got a 5G smartphone with plenty of bells and whistles. It's now available in Australia for under $400. Wow.
Yeah, this is quite crazy. It's the Motorola G62. Yes, Motorola is back, and they have this smartphone, which I've been very impressed by. I've used it for a week now. It's the 5G. It's got a 6.5-inch screen. It's got the three cameras on the back, and it runs all your applications that you would know and love. So, you know, if you're in the market for a new smartphone, but you don't want to spend over $1,000 on those big brands, Motorola's really got a compelling option here.
That was quick.
That's it. As far as it goes.
That's as far as it goes, eh? dear. For those moments you need to speak to someone, Telstra has moved their call centre to Australia. Look, if it makes it better than the garbage that they've served up now for years and years, it's a good move, and I would suggest other operators will follow suit.
I really hope that other operators do, and I think the way that Telstra's done this without having to have huge overheads is they're not putting everyone into a building. These 2,000 new employees will work from home. So it's a virtual call center where your neighbor could be working for Telstra taking these calls. So realistically, Optus, Vodafone and others, I hope they follow suit because it's much better to speak to someone who understands where you're coming from, who says, yes, I can see it's actually raining in our neighborhood today. That's probably why your internet's dropping out or something like that. It provides context around that conversation, which I'm hoping goes well.
I remember having a conversation with somebody from India or somewhere like that, and they asked where I was, and I said Newcastle, and the next thing they're talking to me about Newcastle in the UK.
Good effort.
Goodness me. A big change is coming to Bluetooth. Now, it'll have potential for better audio and unlimited connections. Tell us more about that, because Bluetooth, as opposed to Wi-Fi, really is chalk and cheese, isn't it?
It is. And what's interesting here is Bluetooth has evolved over the years, but we still just call it Bluetooth. But
yeah,
the big change that's coming with new devices will mean that if your TV has Bluetooth, you'll actually be able to pair more than one pair of headphones to it. So if you've got five people in the room, everyone can pull out their headphones, connect it to the television, and have their own listening experience with the TV. And I think that's going to be the big change people will notice is multiple devices connecting to one Bluetooth device will mean that you can do a lot more than you currently can.
When do you think we'll get to the stage, if we'll get to the stage, where the range for Bluetooth will be extended to more than, you know, 5-10 meters?
It always depends at the moment on what you've got in between you and the device. Now, I know that I can usually get a little bit further down my backyard before Bluetooth drops out. So, you know, 10 to 20 meters, that has extended over time. But I think it will continue to do so. It really comes down to what obstacles you've got. You know, steel, wood, bricks, a lot of those things aren't friends with Bluetooth.
Very true. For those who like to party, Samsung has a new range of giant speakers. This won't please the neighbours.
This really won't. I mean, you can get up to 1,700 watts coming out of these speakers from Samsung. They are tall. You could rest a drink on it if you were standing next to them. They aren't cheap either, though. So they do cost up to $1,500, but they start at $699. These things have all the lights built in for a disco. It really is something that if you see your neighbours buying one, just book accommodation elsewhere for that weekend.
Imagine if you'd gone on a camping trip, a really nice camping trip. You were looking forward to getting into the tent and getting down to the peace and serenity of the country. And these people turn up on another camping trip at your camping ground with these speakers, because I believe you can link them, can't you?
You can link them, and they've got about 12 hours battery life. So the party will go on for a while.
No, thank you. An upcoming iPhone may feature camera technology from its biggest competitor, allowing us to zoom huge distances without ruining the picture quality. That happens at the moment. Yep, God, I hope we see more on a new phone than this from Apple.
Yeah, look, I would like to think so as well. But, you know, having this enhanced zoom feature will be important because Samsung has it in their devices, which means that I can take a really good photo, even from 100 meters away, of something that looks fairly close up. So with Apple devices, you've got digital zoom, and it means that the image just gets worse and worse the more you use it. but hopefully in this sense they will have better optical zoom on their next camera. It looks like it could be a sure thing.
I was watching a TV show the other night, and it featured a lady that was taking lots of different photos. Mm-hmm. And it was in the 80s, in the late 80s, and I was thinking, gosh, it's all so different now. And she was in the room developing the photos with the red light and all that sort of stuff. And I thought, my God, how life has changed in such a short period of time. You know, everyone just has one of these cameras, probably better than what the 80s version was, in their bag or their back pocket.
Yeah, and look, kids won't appreciate how serious you had to be about whether you took that photo or not, because it would consume that piece of film.
That's
when
right.
When you had 24 shots in that roll of film, you were very precious about taking that photo. If someone didn't smile for it, you were very upset. Whereas isn't now with a smartphone, we just waste all of our shots. We just click, click, click.
Trash it and do it again.
Exactly.
All right, mate. Thank you, Jeff. It's always great to catch up with you. We will talk to you next week.
Thank you.
See you, mate. Bye-bye.